Joshua chapter 5. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites who were on the western side of the Jordan, and all the kings of the Canaanites who were beside the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the water of the Jordan in the presence of the sons of Israel until we had crossed, that their hearts melted away, and they no longer had any inward metal in them in the face of the sons of Israel. At that time the Lord said to Joshua, "Make yourselves knives of rock, and circumcise again the sons of Israel, a second round." So Joshua made himself knives of rock, and he circumcised the sons of Israel at the hill of foreskins. And this is the circumstance of Joshua circumcising. All the people who came out of Egypt, the males, all the men of war, had died in the desert on the way when they had come out of Egypt, because all the people who came out had been circumcised, but they had not circumcised any of the people born in the desert on the way when they had come out of Egypt. For the sons of Israel went for 40 years in the desert until all the people, the men of war who came out of Egypt, who did not obey the voice of the Lord, were finished off. Those to whom the Lord swore that he would not show them the land about which the Lord had sworn to their fathers that he would give it to us, a land flowing with milk and honey. And he raised up their sons in their place, and it was they whom Joshua circumcised, because they were uncircumcised, because they did not circumcise them on the way. And it came to pass, when all the people had finished being circumcised, that they remained in their place in the camp until they had recovered. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I rolled the reproach of Egypt away from you." And he called that place Gilgal, as it is called up to this day. And the sons of Israel encamped in Gilgal, and they held the Passover on the 14th day of the month in the evening, in the arid tracts of Jericho. And they ate from the past produce of the land, on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread and roasted corn, on this very day. And the manna ceased on the day after when they ate from the past produce of the land. And the sons of Israel had no more manna, and they ate from the produce of the land of Canaan in that year. And when Joshua was in Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and what he saw was a man standing opposite him, with his sword unsheathed in his hand. And Joshua went up to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "Not the latter, because I have come now as the commander of the army of the Lord." Then Joshua fell with his face to the ground and worshipped. And he said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" And the commander of the army of the Lord said to Joshua, "Take your shoe off your foot, for the place which you are standing on is holy." And Joshua did so.